all of the offenses must be spoken to all, irrespective of your status in society.
The judiciary, the Attorney Department, the whole justice system, we put in place a lot of mechanisms. This is not the first time. It's been in operation for some years now. We call it access to justice concerning remand prison. We have lawyers, judges going into the prison. This time around, they do not bring them to court. We go into the prison and then we set our court in the prison. And then they do the remand prison. Those who stayed on remand for quite a long time. And then we look at their cases. They go into it. And there and then, if they merit bail, they are granted bail. It will be intensified this coming year and thereafter.
The PRO of the Ghana Bar Association, Tony Forson, challenged lawyers to live above reproach. This, he said, will let the public have confidence in the legal system.
The lawyers must rise up to the occasion, advise the clients properly. When we went for the legal year service, the preacher said that integrity is Christ-like quality in workload. A judge should value his independence above gold, not for his own benefit, but because it is of the essence of the rule of law, and a judge should care passionately for the rule of law. It is the satisfaction of reaching decisions without fear or favor, affection of ill will, that makes being a judge a vocation that has no equal.
A justice of the appeals court, Gertrude Tokonu, said the public should look up to better functioning courts.
Justice for All addresses the question of the person who has no one to speak for them. You would appreciate, as Mr. Kobe said, that you have the entire justice system, that is the prisons, the police, the judiciary, attorney general, lawyers, practitioners, everyone involved in ensuring that courts move to the accused who hasn't got someone to ensure that he gets his freedom or his matter is looked into and a proper judgment is given against it. So I think beyond even just the remand business, in looking at access to justice, we have to be thinking about better functioning courts. And we have a huge complex coming up in Accra. More courts are being opened, more judges are being appointed, facilities are being improved, and there's also the outreach systems informing the general public about how to access courts. You know, there has to just be a better understanding, a deepening of understanding of how available courts are. And we must appreciate that court officials are part of the justice system. Sometimes people get to the registrar and the registrar may suggest that see a lawyer and they feel that but I should be able to solve this problem in court without paying for a lawyer.
Well, the justice of the appeals court, Justice Gertrude Tokonu. The paramount chief of Avate traditional area, Togbi Magbasenu, has called on traditional leaders not to allow differences in tradition to be a source of dispute, hatred and strife. He said they should rather forge together in peace and unity, which could lead to meaningful development. The paramount chief said chieftaincy and land disputes are recipes for disunity and underdevelopment. He therefore urged traditional leaders not to allow any group of people to break their front and bring division to the traditional area. Togbi Nwagbasenu made the call at the installation of Togbi Tachu Agbe as the Dufia of Avate Jigba in the Volta region. He urged the people to give the new chief the needed support and encouragement to bring development to the area. Togbi Tachu Agbe pledged to collaborate with stakeholders in education to improve standards and advised parents to invest in their children's education to ensure a better future. A Yindi-based NGO, Bangu Integrated Rural Development Society, in partnership with the British High Commission, has organized a training program on the local government system and opportunities for women participating in the forthcoming district assembly elections. The participants, including female teachers, youth groups, heads of departments, staff of SHRAJ and members of the Ghana Hairdressers and Beauticians Association, discussed challenges faced by women in local governance and strategies, among other topics. We bring you the details in this report.
The organizers, Bangu Manga Integrated Rural Development Society, BIRDS, a Yindi-based NGO, and the British High Commission pledged to support women to contest and win the forthcoming district assembly and unit committee elections in the Yindi municipality to promote girl child education. The chief of Gumpa community, Lana Suleiman Ishie, encouraged the participants to work hard to win the elections so as to serve as role models to the girl child. He said when more women are elected assemblywomen in in the northern region, they would educate and encourage parents in their electoral areas to send their children, especially the girl child, to school. The chief of Wali Fong, a suburb of Yendi, Nasulimana Abdullahi, urged women to adapt to the Kandu spirit and work to overcome all self-imposed barriers. He promised to talk to men and women under his jurisdiction to identify qualified women to register and contest their elections. A representative of BERTS, Fatimata Al-Hassan, said, since 1998, when Ghana adopted a comprehensive, decentralized local government system to involve people at the grassroots in decision-making, only one woman, Madame Zuwera Bawa, has ever been elected as an assemblywoman for the Gagbani electoral area from 1998 to 2007 to the Yendi Assembly. Ms. Al-Hassan urged the participants to come out with pragmatic steps to mobilize women to contest and win the elections. A member of the Ghana National Association of Female Teachers, Sayada Busigri Sulemana, appeals to BERTS to convene another forum to encourage members to join the campaign to enhance female participation and representation in local governance.
That was the news desk report. The Ghana Integrity Initiative says it will go all lengths to ensure that the Code of Conduct for Public Office Holders is enforced. Its Executive Director, Vitus Azim, who gave the commitment that the organization will continue to appeal to the conscience of society and use demonstrations to drum home their message. He spoke with Yahya Kwamo.
They may know what they want to do, but the country as a whole says that we want our public officers to behave in a certain way to ensure that public interest is protected, and that's why there's a need for the Code of Conduct.
Yeah, but our public officers have time with our number which this Code of Conduct. I wouldn't see any real punishment that is being meted out to them.
This is a law that is now going to be passed by Parliament, and there will be sanctions that go with it. If the sanctions are not applied, then as citizens we can take the government on for not enforcing. Well, we can demand, we can demonstrate the appeal to the conscience of the leaders, and these things should happen. We can report these things to appropriate institutions to investigate and take the necessary action.
If you're talking of reporting to the appropriate institutions for investigation and others, we know of Sharaj, we know of Iwoko and others. These are institutions sometimes people don't have trust, especially in the case of the Sharaj boss, who has been lambasted in the media for conflict of interest.
The Sharaj boss is an individual. She's not the institution. She's an individual like you, a human being. She can make mistakes. She has made mistakes. But that doesn't mean that the institution does not exist and that you should not trust the institution. The institution continues to work. And so we should not use that as against the institution. And because of that, it's important that in such a case, she should have said, oh, I've done the wrong thing. I'm sorry. I'm stepping aside or something. So it does not dent the image of the organization.
So the one says she has not stepped aside. But what do you make of the DNI, the ongoing investigations into the rot in the national
Well, something has gone wrong. They're investigating. They'll come out with whatever findings they come out with. And then the necessary action will be taken against those that are involved.
I was the executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Ghanaians assured of justice for all. Ghana joins international community to mark Day of Disaster Reduction. Liberia appeals to health personnel not to embark on strike in the wake of Ebola pandemic. And Bolivia's President Evo Morales re-elected for the third term with landslide. Do stay tuned. Welcome back. Today is International Day for Disaster Reduction. The day is marked annually to create awareness on disaster risk reduction and appeal to governments and heads of state to build more disaster-resilient communities in their countries. In Ghana, NADMO will observe the day with a forum to be held at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center under the theme, Resilience is for Life. It draws attention to the plight of the aged in times of disaster. The footbridge near Kwame Nkrumah Circle was last night pulled down to enable work on the interchange to progress. Our correspondent Samuel Bano is on the line to give us an update. Samuel, can you describe the situation at Circle to us after the pull down?
Yes, I must say that it's only a section of the footbridge that has been demolished. I understand from one of the workers that the other side will be pulled down tomorrow. But the situation here is that traffic has been diverted from those going to those heading towards Achimota to use the section of the Kaneshi station. So that means that those from Akimota coming towards Circle, that lane is now one way. And the other, because the other side has been demolished, making way for traffic to flow. This one, when I got here, I didn't see the safety men on the ground directing traffic. But I think 10 minutes ago, when I headed towards the same place, I saw these guys in blue security men with some sort of reflectors directing traffic, making sure that the place doesn't get congested, because it's very, very early in the morning. People have to get to work. But the way the situation is, I know very well that in the afternoon, it's going to get quite serious, because though traffic has been diverted, it's still mounting up. And I understand from what I've gotten on the ground that for those coming from Achimota to Circle would have to use the ATTC route and join the Kanda Circle Road. That is the road heading from the road from Kanda to GBC. They have to join that road and then come to Circle.
And what is the reaction of commuters or those going up and down?
Yes, I did spoke to one or two people, and what some obviously were not even aware that the footbridge was going to be pulled down. Some told me that the people had to put some sort of measures in place so that they would be able to cross from the other side to the station to board board vehicles. And I also gathered from them that it's amazing, Mr. Issa, but you can understand the plight of these people, because they have to use the edge of the road to get to the other side in order for them to get a vehicle that can transport them from one side to the other, or from wherever they are going to their next destination. It's quite serious. But I can also understand the frustration of the commuters, because this morning, from my observation, there was a woman here who was trying to get to the other side of the road to get a car, but she was with a daughter, and it took them almost 15 minutes to cross the other side, because you can understand it's all confusion. They don't understand what is actually going on, because direction to the other side is not coming. You get to a point and then you realize that they have this boundary point and you have to go use another side to cross to the other side. I even had a problem this morning crossing from the other side to the other because of what? Because there were no directions for me to cross to the station to gather information on the ground.
Thank you very much, Samuel. That'll be all for now. That was correspondent Samuel Banner reporting on the pull-down of the partial pull-down of the footbridge at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle. GBC's Director of Radio, Afo Money, has asked programs and radio news staff to comply with the corporation's modus operandi. He said they can become outstanding media practitioners by being innovative and creative. Mr. Money made the call when he visited Volta Star Radio in Ho to educate the programs and radio news staff on the operations of the corporation. According to him, such activities will also enhance transfer of knowledge to make Volta Star Radio a leader in the region. The Volta Regional Director of GBC, Ralph Abonyon, expressed the hope that the duty tour and words of encouragement to the staff will go a long way to motivate the workers to give up their best and improve standards in the media. He urged the staff to upgrade themselves to make them competitive on the job market. Mr. Abonyon assured them of his support and charged all members of staff to exhibit high professional standards. A senior security advisor to President Mahama, Brigadier Joseph Nunu Mensah, has called on government to create the necessary jobs in the rural communities to prevent the youth from drifting to the urban areas for jobs. He cautioned the youth not to go for non-existent jobs, but rather create jobs for themselves. Brigadier Nunu Mensah made the call at Abetime Bajeme in the Ho West District at the launch of this year's Rice Festival of the Chiefs and People. The festival, which will be climaxed on the 8th of next month, is aimed at raising funds towards the construction of a community center worth 350,000 Ghana cedis. Correspondent Rejoice Ejiani has filed this report.
The Chiefs and People of Abetime traditional area in the Ho West District celebrates the Rice Festival in the first week of November every year. The festival is celebrated to boost the cultivation of rice, which is the staple food of the people. It is also to showcase the numerous tourism potential in the area. The festival is rotated in all 7 communities of the area, Brigadier Nunumesa called on government to find ready markets for farmers as they do for cocoa farmers. This, he said, will encourage the youth to go into agriculture. He also advised the people of Avatime to create ecotourism systems that will protect the natural beauty and rich tourism potential in the area. He expressed concern about corruption in the country, saying the kanka permeates the entire society. Brigadier Nunumesa lamented that corruption is endemic because people found culpable are not punished for the act, saying it is high time the law caught up with those people. In an address, the whole West District Chief Executive Samuel Ewode said the competitive market strength of the Avatime rice is high in organic and exotic medicinal properties associated with longevity. Mr. Ewode commended the chiefs and people of Avatime for their efforts at promoting the cultivation and consumption of local rice. He hoped the celebration will not only offer them the opportunity to mobilize human and material resources towards development, but will also enhance peace and tranquility in the area. Mr. Ewode assured the people the whole Vanetu Fume Road project will soon be completed. The Paumon chief of Avatime traditional area, Osie Ajatepo, called for peace and harmony among the communities. Osie Ajatepo said the festival is to rebrand the potentials of the areas in rice cultivation in order to provide employment avenues for the youth. He called on the youth to go into the commercial cultivation of brown rice.
That was correspondent Rejoice Idiani's report. To whip up public desire to eat eggs and to commemorate World Egg Day, poultry farmers in the Ashanti region have distributed free eggs to residents. While distributing the eggs, members of the Ashanti Regional Poultry Farmers Association undertook a 3-hour route march through some principal streets in Kumasi to create awareness on the importance of eggs to the human body. The association, in all its placards, sought to clear the air that eggs do not increase cholesterol, but rather contain many of the essential minerals that the human body requires for healthy growth. We bring you a news desk report.
This year's World Egg Day was celebrated with focus on generating interest in the eating of eggs. This has become important, especially as many people have reduced their intake of eggs because of the fear of high cholesterol. The Ashanti Regional Poultry Farmers Association, as part of the celebration, distributed about 1,200 free eggs to residents, holding placards, some of which read, "Eat one egg a day or thrice a week. Egg is full of nutrients. Egg provides required cholesterol. Eat egg, it is life." The poultry farmers educated residents on the need to consume eggs, especially malnourished children and pregnant women. Addressing the gathering, the regional chairman of the association, Victor Oforiedre, advised Ghanaians not to stop eating eggs because of false information that eggs contain high level of cholesterol. He said an average egg contains what is called high density lipoprotein, far lower than the desirable borderline level of cholesterol in the blood. Mr. J said naturally, the human liver produces some amount of high density cholesterol, which helps to clean the bloodstream of bad cholesterol known as low density lipoprotein. He said, irrespective of one's age, an egg a day does not endanger health, but rather improves it. Mr. Foria J observed that, in comparison with other high-protein foods, eggs are relatively the cheapest source of quality protein. The association complained about low patronage of eggs, blaming it on the lack of awareness of its nutritional value.
Now the news desk report. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back. Liberian health officials are appealing to nurses and medical assistants not to go ahead with their planned national strike as the Ebola epidemic continues. The National Health Workers Association wants an increase in the monthly risk fee paid to those treating Ebola cases. Liberia's Assistant Health Minister, Talbot Nyenswa, said a strike would have negative consequences on those suffering from Ebola and would adversely affect progress made so far in the fight against the disease. The government says the scale of the epidemic means it now cannot afford the risk fee originally agreed. The risk fee is currently less than $500 a month, on top of basic salaries of between $200 to $300. Staff are now seeking a risk fee of $700 a month, additional personal protective equipment and insurance. 95 of people in the medical profession have so far died from Ebola. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama has called on federal authorities to take additional steps to ensure the American medical system is prepared to follow correct protocols in dealing with Ebola, following reports of an apparent breach in Dallas. Mr. Obama was briefed on the diagnosis of a second case of Ebola in Texas, where a healthcare worker has contracted the virus after treating a Liberian who died of the disease at a Dallas hospital last week. The director of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Thomas Frieden, said that at a point during the care of the original patient, there was a breach in protocol which resulted in the infection of the healthcare worker. Turkey has agreed to let the U.S. use its military bases in the campaign against Islamic State militants. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the U.S. has welcomed the new agreement, which includes the use of the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey's south. The U.S. is leading airstrikes against IS, which has seized large parts of Iraq and Syria in recent months. Bolivia's President Evo Morales has won a third term with a landslide. Mr. Morales, who is from Bolivia's poor Andean plateau, received 59.5% of votes against 25.3% for Samuel Doria Medina, the top vote getter among four challengers. Morales' supporters waved flags amid firecrackers and songs celebrating his victory. He thanked them for supporting the fight for liberation and vowed to continue his fight against imperialism and capitalism. So in the news, the main points again. Presidential staffer Dr. Michael Passa-White has been reassigned to head the National Service Secretariat temporarily. Panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, have assured Ghanaians of justice for all. According to them, the courts are open to all persons, irrespective of one's social standing or economic status. Ghana is today joining the international community to mark Day of Disaster Reduction. NADMO will observe the day with a forum to be held at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center. And Liberian health officials have appealed to health workers not to go ahead with their planned national strike as the Ebola epidemic continues. The National Health Workers Association wants an increase in their monthly risk fee paid to those treating Ebola cases. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.